I'm sorry, we have two sports players and one monkey here. I'm just making sure that you know what these people do so that they won't be offending to you.
Wait, am I a sports player or a monkey?
Oh, you were.
Am I the monkey? I mean,
you were hanging off of the bunk beds, so yes.
Well, affirmative. Yeah, I love monkey. Bunk beds. Bunk beds are the best.
Aren't RCH they, though, 13, you are among humans. So one of them appears to enjoy video games. The other one appears to have some sort of nagging injury. And the third just likes to climb around on their bed.
Guilty. Yeah,
and
true.
And then there's me, of course, which is a deputy here. One of many deputies upon the Spartacus, but the deputy that is speaking with you right here. So does that help clarify some things, RCH 13?
Affirmative.
Thank you very much. So, as I was saying, you all will have been assigned to some community service in order to pay your debt to society and to reintegrate into the Free Star Collective as free, upstanding citizens. Now, we have run into a little bit of a, shall we call it, an opportunity. You see, on our way to our next destination, the Spartacus picked up a distress signal with our long-range sensors. Now, it is our policy to investigate these particular distress signals, especially if they're within Free Star Collective space, and we had plotted a course to this particular signal. You may have noticed that this the Spartacus has stopped as a result of this. We are currently doing some short-range scans of this particular vessel. They do not look very promising for any life signs. We are still doing some preliminary work. Now...
Oh, that's too bad.
It is pretty sad. We try to do our best for folks that are in this space. We do the best we can, but resources being limited and whatnot, you know, it is a shame that we were not able to get to them quick enough. But that is part of the reason why I have been asked to come to you with a potential proposal. You see, our request of you for community service could potentially happen right now. So we have a ship out here that needs examined. We need to know what happened on board and if it was not so great for the occupants inside to figure out whether or not this ship is salvageable and if we need to expend the resources necessary to send a crew out here to salvage and acquire this particular ship. Now, all of you are capable in your own way, and we would like to extend an opportunity to you, and that is to explore this vessel as contractors of the Free Star Collective. The successful completion of scouting this ship out will commute your sentence up to and including 100% of the days that you were meant to serve, which means that upon successful completion, you will be free as a bird. We will drop you off at whatever destination you would like that is along our route. Now, you might be wondering what successful completion is. We have several different criteria that you could meet for this. First of all, number one, we would like to know what happened on board this ship. We have, we've already checked with our short-range sensors, and we do not believe there are any life signs on board. So if we do find any survivors, that would be absolutely amazing. If there are no survivors, we would like to know what happened to this ship, because if it is a threat to the Free Star Collective, we need to know about it. We need to be prepared for it. Number two. This ship, if it is not occupied, might make for good salvage. So if we can get it in good working order, you can use this as a potential bargaining chip to be able to commute your sentence.
Oh.
Three.
That sounds nice.
If there are any other valuables, be it information or goods or anything on this ship that might be relevant, as you are contractors, you would get salvage rights and therefore could use that to, again, barter for a commutation of your sentence. So, multiple different pathways here. Choice is up to you how you would like to do it. What we would do is temporarily we would give you access to all of your belongings that you brought aboard with you on the Spartacus. You would be allowed on this ship. We have reason to believe that the life support systems on the ship are not functioning, so we can grant you access to suits and oxygen. This will allow you about 6 hours of time on this ship to be able to explore, do your investigation, whatever you feel necessary to do aboard. Then after those 6 hours, you'll report back, and then we can figure out what to do with you from there on out. If you're copacetic with this agreement, please let me know.
Yes. Emphatic yes, I think.
Inquiry, do you have any cameras or ways to hear what we're saying over on this other ship?
RCH-13, do you think that'll be a thing that is necessary?
Example, if I speak help, will you know?
Now, we could provide you with some communication devices, but the fact of the matter is that the reason that we are extending this invitation to you is because the Freestar Collective is a little bit limited on resources. So, if we have the opportunity to use contractual help to be able to investigate this ship, it saves us the manpower necessary to do it ourselves. It can be a potential risk for us to send our own individuals, and while we are, you know, the Freestar Collective might be willing to accept that risk, if we have someone else that is willing to do it for potential profit, then we're kind of okay with that. That now, mind you, we are not forcing you to do anything. We are offering you this opportunity to commute your sentence. This would be considered the community service that we were planning on having you work in order to essentially pay off your debts and reparations for your crimes.
Mike is muted.
Deputy. That is a heck of an offer. It really is. That is a great initial offer in this negotiation. I've dealt with some contract negotiations and some deals in my long history as a sports star. But I gotta bring up something here. That is a great deal. You know, the commuting our sentence, but you kind of tipped your hand there, deputy, saying we are low-level offenders, and our community service was probably not going to be that long, but it would probably cost you a little bit in feeding and clothing us, and, you know, you're giving us this wonderful, wonderful opportunity here. But maybe you could sweeten it up a little bit. You mentioned salvage rights, and when you mentioned that, I clicked that flipped a little ball in my head, and I said, "Hey, what if, along with commuting our sentence, we successfully kind of check out the ship, see that it's in a good working order? Maybe the four of us get a percentage of any profits made from salvaging this this derelict death trap you're potentially sending us into. Maybe, hear me out. Do you guys, Archie, you're good with math. You're a robot, I'm sure. If 5% each, that's just, you know, a simple 20% of salvage profits. I think that'd be a heck of a deal and could really make a difference in some of our lives with those sweet royalty checks. Just saying. Deputy, I think that's a fair offer. What say you? I think we're probably on board, but balls in your court there, pal.
Deputy Whittington kind of gives a bit of a grin. It's like, Mr. Koufax, I think you do have a pretty valid point. I think we can come to some type of arrangement. You said you think 20%? You like 20%?
I think 5% each is fair. It's a little lower than my usual commission on a kind of an endorsement deal like this, and because I'm endorsing the collective here by risking my very body to check out this death trap. So I think that's fair.
All right.
Maybe give the robot less. What does he need? So maybe, I don't know, we'll work it out.
Awesome. How many balls did they give Jason for endorsement? That's how many balls we should ask for from the dead.
Okay.
Why do you guys keep talking about balls?
Well, because, Smash Liker over here, he's got a balls energy deal.
Smashing right. Balls? That sounds painful.
Jason has not.
Am I missing something?
Jason has not looked up from his phone. He has been responding to comments this entire time. The second he ended his live, he has been staring down at his phone and has not said a word.
Okay.
Yeah, see, he's on board. I take silence as agreement, so I think he's on board.
Can I get everybody but Cobb to make me like a difficulty to empathy? Okay. You're trying to get a read on Deputy Whittington right now.
And I remember I have foolish, so every time I roll, I just do it twice. For everything.
And that
always.
It's so what's the issue with it? Like you roll twice and take
the highest.
The best? Okay.
Yeah.
So
I got a 15.
So Archie, you succeed. Jason succeeds. Astrid, did you want to make an empathy roll here?
I think I should.
4. So you just roll a d20. You're looking for a 6 or better, unless you got some juice on it.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I think that's it. There you go.
So cool. All right. So you all succeed. Now, I'm giving intrusion here to Mr. Koufax, because Koufax, Cobb was negotiating, wheeling, dealing this particular contract and stuff, and inked this deal for 20%. Everyone else who hit their empathy, you can tell that Deputy Cal Whittington is grinning ear to ear because he just took Cobb to the fucking cleaners. Cobb basically talked himself into a terrible deal because essentially where you were contractors, if you got multiple things done, you could have walked away with like 100%. So basically so Cal got you all into a bad deal, and you don't know how bad of a deal, but you know it's bad enough that Whittington can barely contain his laughter, like to the point where he probably knows it's a bad deal and will like make good on it later, but he's like, okay, this will be a learning moment for one of you.
Okay.
Yeah,
so sure, Mr.
Koufax, 20%.
We can all tell that this old man just was very confused.
He's gonna like kind of like tap Jason on the shoulder and be like, "Huh? Huh? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You gotta negotiate with him."
Right.
So, if everybody's okay with those particular arrangements, we will get you suited up. We will umbilical over to that ship, and we will give you an opportunity to give it a look.
Affirmative.
Awesome. When are we getting our stuff back?
Right this way.
Okay.
So he touches a we'll say it's biometric. He touches his hand up to that digital display. It receives it, and the door opens. He'll walk you down a corridor. Now, this corridor has, several cameras and everything. kind of watching and everything. But again, this is a pretty low security area. Does anyone have like a lore skill or anything? We'll call it a difficulty 3. This would be lore, something with Free Star Collective. If you have done crimes previously, this might help you out, but that's kind of the skills we're looking for.
Is this involving any of the technology that we're passing, or is it just...
Not the technology, but just even like engineering. This is more to do with how these penal ships are operated.
I have a repair, if that you think that would make sense.
I'll allow it.
Okay. All right, so what's the difficulty?
So that would drop you down to a difficulty 2.
Yeah, well, I'll roll it.
Okay.
And yeah, I get a 4, so I'm just like, yep.
Yeah. Everything looks like it's in tip-top shape. This is definitely a ship.
I'm going to turn around and inform everyone of that.
This is a ship. Confident, this is a ship.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. You walk down a corridor. It's surprisingly linear. It's not very circuitous or serpentine or anything. It's surprisingly linear. What happens is you attach to a larger room that kind of is perpendicular to the hallway you ran into. So where you're kind of going down a long, narrow hallway, it attaches to like a wide but not very deep sort of passageway. It has a lot of these bulkheads. It looks like it connects a lot more of these sort of long hallways to it. There's like the equivalent of like a quartermaster there, and they will assign you your gear. There are a few armed guards and deputies. I use loosely because this is sort of space cowboy shit. So these are sort of like, you know, deputies and stuff that are sort of like desperado type accoutrement. And you get your equipment back. There is an engineering team that is preparing one of the airlocks. And like they said before, they are attaching an umbilical to the airlock of this ship that you are going to be investigating. You overhear...
Is there like a cowboy hat hanging around?
Probably 60% of the guards are wearing some type of Stetson.
Okay. Is there like a lineup when we're like getting our equipment of like cowboy hats and such?
Oh, that's not like a standard like equipment or anything like that. There's currently not a cowboy hat available for you to acquire.
Okay, cool.
If the opportunity arises, I will let you know.
Sure. Let me know if there's a cowboy hat, man.
All right, we'll do. As the engineering team is getting their stuff situated, you overhear one calling the ship the Eternal Beneficence.
That's a scary name.
They're reading out some of the other information and what you can gather, and you're kind of like part of the suspicion too, so it's not like they're keeping a secret or anything. You're just kind of overhearing. So the Eternal Beneficence appears to be about a 60-meter ship. So from tip to tail is about 60 meters with about a... let's see. Did I get my math right there? Yeah, 120. With about a 40-meter wingspan, if you want to call it a wingspan. It is an asymmetric ship design. So it's a little bit strange as far as like the manufacture goes. And again, you are familiar with sort of the modular design of some of these ships. You basically bolt it on wherever you can and go from there. life support is offline. Oxygen is thin. Carbon dioxide is high. It is at one atmosphere, so like the it hasn't ventilated or anything like that. There's not like a vacuum in the actual ship. But the electrical shot, engines are shot. A lot of the systems are sort of shot right now. And the breathable air, the amount of carbon dioxide is just toxic. So with a little work, you could probably get it breathable. But like the O2 levels are less than 20. The CO2 levels are like more than one or two. So it's not really compatible with human life.
So what we need to do is we need to first activate the CO2 scrubbers, or maybe if there's cartridges, replace them so that we get the CO2 out of the air. Then we can maybe start pumping a little more O2 into the air. That's as long as the CO2 isn't coming from an ignition source like a fire, because then if we give it more oxygen, it's just going to make more CO2 and we will die horribly, probably. Anybody know how to do that?
Wait, how hard can it be?
A prideful statement. Yeah. I have a lot of experience with repairing ships and computers.
Yeah, he's a robot.
That's so cool. Well, just because he's a robot doesn't necessarily mean he knows how to repair ships. So that's still, it's very cool.
Well, you could probably just use a repair kit. You know, like...
I don't think repair kits work that way.
Explain to me the repair kit.
Right, yeah, you know, so like you get the repair kit and I don't know, I guess you just kind of like open it or whatever, and then that'll heal the ship, but that, you know, it'll like bring its points back up, right? So then you can fly it again. Use a repair kit.
It's not a toaster kid.
Is that like a video game thing?
No, I mean, yeah, but like surely they have a repair kit. Like, I mean, come on, why wouldn't they have one here?
Well, we have Archie, a repair kit, and his name is Archie. Archie is our repair kit.
Joking statement, I am the repair kit.
He's the repair kit, okay.
All yeah, right. Okay. That, I guess that works. So you have, do you do it like over time, or is this like an instant kind of like effect, or
how are
like
you
how long is this? How long wow. is this going to like take?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Oh, you know, you probably if you have spent any time, you probably have seen some clips of mine online.
I have not. Haven't. Not even.
You haven't.
Once. Nope.
You haven't seen the donkey ceiling video? Because that went pretty viral, actually. That was my last sub goal. So, you didn't see that? Wow.
No. How are you still alive this deep in space? If you don't mind me asking, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to, like, pretend that I'm better than you or anything. I'm just wondering, how are you still alive?
Wow, I mean, I didn't really feel like you were being rude or trying to be better than me until you said that you weren't trying to act like you were better than me.
No. I'm seriously. It's an honest question. I'm not sure how to ask it. How are you still alive? I mean, what do you? You seem to have a very limited knowledge. I mean, even compared to me, on how the universe actually works. So I was just. Curious, like, are you like somebody's sugar baby? Like, are you actually like a synth or something that you can't die? I mean, you can tell us. We won't tell anybody else.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the sponsors did leave the channel after the incident with the police coming to my house, but that was not my fault.
Oh no, I get the police thing. I got arrested for something that I don't even know what I did wrong, really. I think I just trusted the wrong person. And she's not a bad person. She just, like, I've never seen her sober in like 3 months, and it hadn't occurred to me to ask where she was getting all the alcohol and substances that were keeping her non-sober. And then, you know, I found out that she had been paying her portion of the rent and not mine, and that's why I'm here. So, you know, live and learn. Don't trust drunk people.
Money management, it's the hardest thing.
That's right. So, do I know? I know you, don't I? You're really familiar.
Before the introduction can happen, Cal will butt in and say, "Well, I hate to interrupt this thrilling therapy session, but we are on the clock.
We're team building. We're team building. This is important stuff, right? You want us to survive so we can get that ship for you, right?
I mean, this is true, but we have stopped this ship, and there are some dangerous folks that are a bit nervous of having, you know, on the ship longer than we have to.
Are we the dangerous folks?
This is a penal transport.
Oh, right. That's right.
Four of us.
In that particular module, yes. You're the only four triple op prisoners that we have aboard.
So you're using us because we are the least dangerous option for you.
That plus it literally aligns with what we'd be asking you to do anyway.
Okay, well,
least dangerous to you, to us, perhaps, but also most trustworthy.
That's
question.
All right.
How do we get over there?
Through this umbilical right here.
Okay.
All right. Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
All right. So you have 6 hours of oxygen each. You will be expected to report in after 6 hours. If we don't see you back in 6 hours, we are assuming that you have either succumbed to injuries or you are a fugitive of the law, in which case, may God have mercy on your soul. We're just going to leave you on this godforsaken ship. Please be back in 6 hours so we don't have to have those difficult conversations. Everybody ready to disembark?
Affirmative.
I've got my stuff, right? So this.
Yeah.
Okay. So she picks up something that kind of looks like an oversized, like, egg, like a white egg. And she kind of, like, weirdly takes it and cuddles it up against her, you know, neck for a second, and then puts it in her pocket.
Okay.
Okay.
If anyone has the equivalent of, like, a smartphone, a tablet, any type of device like that, these folks will kind of tap over the schematics that they've been able to pull of the Eternal Beneficence.
I have a communicator.
Does it have, like, a display on it? Is it like a Nokia, or is it a Galaxy?
It's Harbinger brand.
pretentious Galaxy.
Yeah.
Just two bells and whistles that you don't need. It has a kind of a ridiculously short battery life, but other than that, it does quite a bit.
Proprietary plug-in, you know, just.
All that.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Don't worry. I have a charging cable for it. It's fine.
Okay.
I also have AR glasses.
Ooh.
So that'll probably work too. Anything that kind of gives you visual.
Can I have your contact information for your VR glasses? I'll sync it with my communicator.
You already have it. You've got a Harbinger brand. It already scrubbed the information off of everybody's communication.
Right. You're right. It auto links to everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. So shall we?
Yeah. So you all should see a picture of the Eternal Beneficence on your screen. I misspelled Beneficence because Photoshop does not have a spell check. That'll just be our little secret.
No, I like it better like that.
The Beneficence?
Yeah.
Beneficence.
I like it too.
It's
the Eternal Beneficence.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is your ship. You should see a little sort of Google Maps type little indicator there. That's going to tell you where you are on the ship. I am now going to introduce your we'll do here. Yep. I'm now going to introduce your oxygen meter.
Cool.
So this is the clock that's going to tell you how long you've spent on the ship. You are at hour zero. Once you get to hour six, it'll be time to disembark. You'll want to do that as soon as possible.
Unless we find another source of oxygen aboard the ship.
Well, they're still going to peace out after 6 hours. Yeah. You still want to check in. Otherwise, they're considering you fugitives or dead.
I'm pretty sure my communicator has enough range to get in touch with them if I need to.
Okay. I'm just letting you know what they're going to assume if you're not there in 6 hours.
Right.
You can negotiate that.
They got shit to do. Right.
They have shit to do. Okay. So
we're over in... Sorry, go ahead.
So right here in this dead space is kind of the entrance to the airlock. So there's two different airlocks on the ship. It was easier for them to umbilical at this one that's kind of in the center of the ship, just because they were kind of able to orient sort of, you know, like perpendicular, like slot in that type of way. So there are two personnel entrances.
Oh, cool.
And you enter into the airlock. The personnel airlock of the Eternal Beneficence is located near the center of the ship. While designed for terrestrial boarding and departure, a skilled pilot could connect to the personnel airlock via flexible umbilical if they were so inclined. A suite of scanners and disinfectant sprayers are mounted along the walls. A lone exit towards the aft of the ship is sealed shut. So you're in the airlock.
Is there gravity on board?
Right. Yeah, so everything feels normal. The gravity's fine. So gravity's at 1. The air pressure... your sensors say is 1. It's just that the it's not breathable. It's toxic, and it's not like a exotic toxic. It's carbon dioxide. So it's not like, I mean, carbon dioxide's poisonous. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like, you know, hydrogen cyanide or anything like that. Like, it's just plain old CO2.
All right, I'm gonna motion everybody for a huddle, effectively.
Okay.
All right, so there's no cameras around here, right? Well, listen up. You guys are a bunch of fucking idiots. You guys have went around the whole ship, made these stupid deals for these 20% off or whatever you're calling it.
Yep.
Cobb, what the hell was that anyways?
20%? 20%, that's a respectable percent for a simple salvage job.
Are you great at making deals? Because you don't seem like it. You seem like a real idiot.
You are a robot. And I'm Cobb Koufax. I don't even know like why you're not in a garbage press right now, pal. So maybe you should watch out.
So
make room for the humans, huh?
Honestly, he seems to have the best idea.
Wait a second. Now I remember where I saw you. I do remember you. You were on that like weird like skin cream commercial. That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, ox milk. It's a very good product. The rash goes away. The rash goes away. I never understood why people.
Yeah, they were like, they had that class action lawsuit. I remember that. Yeah. Right.
I wasn't a part of the lawsuit, though. I was simply work for hire on that deal. Wow. I had to give back some of the money, but, you know,
So you mean to tell me I'm stuck in here with literally someone who owes their roommate money, a person who slings lotion, and a guy who loves balls? Is that what you're fucking telling me?
No. I don't.
I do more than sling lotion.
Money. My roommate owes my landlord, my ex-landlord, money. But I don't owe anybody.
This seems like semantics to me. You can tell the... listen. You made a bad deal, right? So here's what we're going to fucking do. We're going to fucking steal this ship, right? Right? That's what you want to do? That's what I want to do. We're going to steal this ship, and this is going to be our own ship. We're just going to get the fuck out of here. Listen, you, a sportsman, you haven't been known for anything in years. I don't even know who you are. I'm programmed up here. I don't even know who the freak you are. apparently you like to sell lotion and you play on some team of some sort. You even said what sport that you play.
All right, chat. I don't need to explain this robot
to a robot.
Chat, this robot just came up with the best sub goal ever. You thought stealing the donkey was good? All right, smash those fucking subs and we will steal this fucking ship.
Well,
all right,
technically,
guys,
we're the ones salvaging it, so we're not really stealing it. Hey. What we would be doing is we would be stealing. We would be claiming it before the Freestar Collective has a chance to claim it from us. So we're not it's salvage. We're not technically stealing it. If we gave it to them, technically we'd be stealing it from ourselves.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. We have 6 hours of to get the oxygen on. Once the oxygen's on, we don't have to do anything. They're going to think we're dead. So what are they going to do? They're going to send the next dangerous criminals into here. And you know what we can do? We can team up. We can keep on saying. We can wait many, many, many hours. We can wait for several hours. These people are just going to show up. We're just going to overpower them. They're going to think we're all dead. That's a genius plan.
Bro, don't worry. 6 hours? Don't worry. Like, I did this variety stream a little while back where we were playing Space Flight Simulator. Fuck, dude. We were getting, like, 3-hour speedruns going. This is not a problem.
I'm very impressed with what you have to say. Sure, yeah. Sounds great. But we're going to steal the ship. Everybody in agreement? Great.
I guess.
Why would we steal the ship? All
we're not
do
stealing
is
it.
Fix the ship, and then we're done. We're good. Wait a second. That's why it never made sense that there was a robot in with the human prisoners. You're not getting a light sense. They're going to deactivate you. We're going to get to wherever we're going to go, and they're going to deactivate you.
What do you think all that affirmative and special statement and, panic voice? What do you think all of that was? What do you think? You think that I'm not going to act?
That's what robots... I don't know. I don't hang out with robots. Taking over the game, I tell you that much.
So for us, it'd just be a couple of weeks. For you, it's a death sentence.
All right, but this is my next viral video, okay? Don't fuck this up for me. I need this. All right, you think Balls Energy is paying me big bucks? No, they just send me the fucking drinks. They're delicious.
Stingy.
They're delicious, but look, all my good sponsors fucking left me. I need another viral video, okay? Stealing a starship? Fuck yeah, let's do this.
You know what?
We have to leave the collective forever.
Corporate money is kind of overrated, and the collective is kind of... It's kind of ghetto. It's not very cutting edge. We could do better.
As you all have been having this conversation, the room has been slowly filling with fog.
Ooh.
We should.
Okay. Is it fog or is it like smoke? Is there something actively on fire?
Do you have a way to figure that out?
Where's the smog coming from?
My perception is not as great, but
it appears to be a variety of sprayers that are around the room.
We were told there was a decontamination chamber. This might be it, like a silkworm shower or something.
Yeah, and now you also see, like, do you know what a scanner, like a Xerox copier looks like with the lid up and like the white light? Kind of scans across where that goes across the room a couple of times.
Yeah, UV light is great at decontamination.
And after a while, the room the room is kind of hazy, and then a vent kicks on. It gets noticeably colder in here as it feels like the decontaminant and stuff is sucked out into it through the vacuum of space. And some green lights start to appear, suggesting that a decontamination is complete. The door to the aft of the ship now opens, allowing you access further into the ship. You're no longer stuck in this small airlock.
Should we go? I'll go.
Yeah, we need to get the oxygen on.
Okay, let's get the oxygen on. Robot is very concerned about the oxygen. Let's listen to him.
We need to scrub the CO2 out of the air too. It doesn't matter how much oxygen we have. If there's too much CO2, we'll pass out and die.
Okay.
Imagine that component's in the same area, right?
So
yeah, usually in these types of simulator things, right? Like the component is pretty close by, but then you the whole time gimmick, right, is making sure you get the right item and then on your route, right? So you really got to plan out your route first.
I don't think this is a fetch quest. I think this is an actual, they wouldn't make it that hard to fix this stuff, would they?
I mean, how many hours do you have in Space Flight Simulator?
Okay, all right, listen, nerds, stop it. Let's go. Archie, lead us to the oxygen.